This recording, Saskatchewan 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used it to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Mm-hmm. Yes, this house belonged to my aunt and uncle, and we nowadays would refer to it as a three-bedroom, I guess, home, and they raised two boys and three girls, and themselves lived in this house, and it was a wonderful, I thought it was quite a big house when I was a child and came here, and the kitchen had a wonderful cook stove, which we still have and use, and they had a piano that was always had music going at it, and lots of company, and lots of rich ice cream and homemade pies, and a thing that in the prairies we called a dumb waiter. And there was a hole in the floor, cut in the floor, and a cupboard went down into the basement to keep things cool. And there was a ring on this cupboard, and you pulled the ring, and up came the cupboard. And in this home, my aunt was a meticulous homemaker, and this cupboard was always covered with screening so nothing could get into it. But when she would pull it up out of the floor, I always thought there were some people down in the basement making all these things because each shelf would have pies or cakes or something delicious on it that she would be more than willing to share. So when we purchased this home and moved it here, I wanted to keep the dumb waiter down working. However, that was not to be, so we don't have a dumb waiter now. Well, we're sitting overlooking the Qu'Appelle Valley, which my grandparents, great-grandparents came to in 1882, and they walked from Brandon to here with an ox cart, and they settled in this area and raised a large family, and some of their families still live here. The Qu'Appelle Valley was formed by a glacier action, and the Qu'Appelle River runs through it, which was used as a trade route for the natives to take their furs to Fort Qu'Appelle, which is approximately an hour west of here, although considerably longer when you're traveling by water on the river, as the Qu'Appelle River has many bends and twists in it.